Okay, now we're going to start here. I'm going to start. Now, this is October 5th. This is Tom Murphy, and I am talking to three Madison women who, as home ec majors, is that right? Is it, was it part of the home ec major? Yes.
Yeah, everybody did.
It was required.
Yeah, no matter what you were in.
Okay, for all home, and they had to live a certain amount of time. Now, I thought you said
2 weeks.
Was it 2 weeks?
Okay.
16 days.
16 days. Okay.
Did you have to stay there longer?
Well, 16 days for us.
All right. For the benefit of the person who has to transcribe this, will you each give your maiden name, class year, husband's your husband's name now? I mean, your husband's name. Okay. So that she can get a voice reading. Otherwise, you would have to come in each time and say, all right, this is Harriet, this is Jean, this is Gail. You don't want to have to bother with that. So I will say, I'll start this by just saying, do you think that this home management house was a practical concept, at least in the years that you were in school? Did it prepare you? Do you feel that you have been better, I hate this, housewives and mothers sort of thing, as a result of having to put in your 2 weeks there? Oh, now let's go through the three names here.
Okay, Gail Grelly Cody, graduated in 1954, married to Richard Cody.
Okay.
Am I supposed to answer?
If you want to, yeah.
Well, I thought it was great. I mean, it was fun. We had a great time. I don't think it would fly today. But what do you think?
I'm Jean. My maiden name is Jean Brandenburg. I'm married to Charles Burnt, and I graduated in 1954.
Hello.
And I think the concept was good, but a little unrealistic in the practicality of the way it was run.
Okay, Harriet Allender Style, 51.
Married
to Robert Style. I don't remember his last name. Well, anyway.
I don't remember Dixie.
I think it was good. It did some favors for me organizationally. Being able to have everything come out at the same time and serving other people. I remember that distinctly. These making meals. Do you remember making them?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, goody grief.
All right, what was the what did you have to do? What did each student? What did you do when you went into that house?
Were we assigned cleaning duties, cooking
duties?
There were
eight girls that lived in the house at one time, and you had to do each duty that they had assigned on a two-day period. You were the cook one day, assistant cook one day, cleaner. I don't know if they had an assistant cleaner.
Did we shop?
A hostess.
Did we
yes,
shop for the food?
We had to shop for your food. We had to plan the meals.
But we didn't go and get it. Didn't we just give her an order?
Some of the things were there that they had, all the staples. But the things that were unique to the menus that you planned, you had to go and purchase yourself and carry the groceries home. For the days.
And
people having cars on the campus.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's right. There weren't many cars, were there?
And we had to have entertain and have someone come as our guest.
We had to do an informal party and a formal dinner. And they invited faculty members to come.
Yeah.
And we had faculty members over every lunch, every time we had lunch at noon.
Right.
Now you had your regular class schedules,
yes,
too.
Yes, we had to run our regular class schedule.
But we had real pretty rooms, I remember that.
It was a very attractive home.
And it was fun, for a Madison girl to go in because you got to be with people. Mm-hmm. I lived at home most of the time.
Well, you got to know the girls really well. Yes. You didn't get out much when you were there.
Well, being in related art, interior design, the house frustrated me. Frustrated me to no end because everything had to be in
exactly
one place.
Oh, yeah,
and there was
yeah.
if even something on a table could not be off center. It was just, I mean, it was like, you know, I'd just like to move this
Well,
you'd
like to redecorate it.
Sure. Well, I did eventually.
Would it be a good project?
I worked there when I was working. I worked at
Was it very sterile, or was it...
Yes.
It was.
Yes, and it had to be. It had to be very practical because everything was cleaned so much that it just got worn out cleaning. You know,
we had to wipe up the kitchen floor after every meal. Everything was very sterile. That's why I mentioned I don't think it was terribly practical in the sense that in a normal living situation you wouldn't have existed in the first place. You wouldn't have had 7 other people to help you do all the work.
No. And then the thing that always killed me was the blankets. I think every group that came in had to learn how to store blankets. You had to go through the folding and the shaking and the airing and then the wrapping them up. And I think most of those blankets just got worn out being folded and shaken and wrapped up again over and over. Yeah. Well,
and I can remember. It was such fun because we got the giggles and we laughed so hard we couldn't stop at lunch or, well, any meal. And poor Miss Kramer, she didn't know what to do. She just didn't know how to handle that.
She bent.
Very little.
Yeah, but every now and then if there was a group that she...
She tried.
I was there for summer school and it was lots different, somebody told me, than it was during the year because, number one, our schedules weren't so heavy.
Mm-hmm.
And so it was a little more relaxed. You know, we weren't all pressed.
Mm-hmm.
I did hear, by the way, that she married eventually.
I didn't know.
And I don't remember where I remember that. I wonder if you could find it. I bet it's in your record someplace, this Helen Kramer. She was a maiden lady, I'm sure.
Yeah.
Kind of Southern, wasn't she?
I don't know.
It seems to me she has a Southern accent. I went to school.
What vintage was she?
She was there when we were there.
I don't know
how long.
Middle aged at the time?
Yeah.
Probably.
Was she middle aged? Yeah.
Probably our age.
Seemed ancient, huh? Okay. Was she a tough disciplinarian, too, or was it just a matter of...
I almost felt like she acted kind of scared. She didn't quite know how to handle us.
Well, and she didn't... I guess you just expected things and you did them.
You expected them, right.
It was that
era,
though.
You felt like if you didn't do the expected thing, it would show up in your grade.
Exactly.
I mean, that was what she uses. That's what she uses her, and it's her whip.
How important was that grade in your semester's work? Do you know? Anybody know offhand?
Well, it carried, 80% at least of the grade.
Did it?
Mm-hmm.
What course was that?
Home management, wasn't it?
But did it run all semester?
It ran a whole semester, and you during the lecture period before you were in the home management house, you learned the different things about budgeting and meal planning, and then it led into live there, And then you had to prepare your menus for the days that you were the cook and submit them to her, and she would determine whether the things were too expensive or whatever, and you had to price everything out.
I was going to say, was that realistic, the budgeting and the...
You got $1 a day per person to spend.
Yeah, I remember that.
Early 50s, $1 a day.
$1 a day for all the meals.
I think we learned a lot, really.
Well,
did you?
Right, except that depends on, I guess, on what
well,
your
and
own
as
home
I say, you know,
does.
you plan something that's too complicated, and all of a sudden you find, oh my gosh, you know, I didn't have time for that. It was going to sound good, and it was better than we had yesterday. Somebody had something, and I'm going to do better.
But you had to be sure and have, because the kids were going to school.
Yeah,
so
and you had to have it done.
It had to be precisely done.
And embarrassing if things weren't served exactly on...
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I guess
did you have to serve the meal in too?
Yes, they had people that were hostesses that did the serving. They put at the head of the table, one person served, there was an assistant hostess. And when I was in there, I was there right before Christmas, and I was a related art major also. So I had to decorate the house for Christmas because all the other people were education majors that were in there.
And they couldn't do that.
And fortunately, I lived in Madison, so I went home and to the attic and
rifle
back with
things.
And I took my pruning shears and went out and trimmed the bushes. Greens down the center.
So you could innovate on that kind of thing.
Right. This is a little added to the rest of your duties that and you were going to class all the time.
Yeah.
Then our faculty members could not come for our formal dinner. since it was close to Christmas, they all were very occupied. So it was her idea that it would be nice to have my family come. My parents were in New York at the time, and my brother was in medical school, so I said, well, it only leaves my two little sisters who are 11. I'm sure that that wouldn't be satisfactory. Oh, yes, that would. So I was unfortunate enough all the girls were, to have to put on a complete formal dinner for these two 11-year-old twins. And so that was a rather interesting, funny.
I hope you got an A in that course.
I think I got.
Was it a kind of Emily Post table operation?
Yes.
I mean,
definitely.
Everything was very proper.
Yes.
It wasn't.
Yes. Can you imagine that going today?
Yeah.
Talking about flying?
Right.
Yeah.
And on the other hand, it's too bad some of these kids don't have a little taste of this.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
And they used to do it in high school, too. Mm-hmm. There was enough that was kind of given in the home ec courses, and now there's just nothing anymore, I don't think.
Yeah. How big was the house? Does anybody remember?
It was a four-bedroom home. It had a living room, dining, kitchen, and the Miss Greenwood had an apartment on the first floor, or bedroom, I guess.
Is it still there?
Uh-huh.
Yeah,
it's still
there. And then there was a rec room.
Yeah, the rec room, I
remember. And a sunroom off the living room. You know, it was a good-sized house.
Very gracious.
Yeah.
It's a nice looking house from the outside.
Yeah.
Right. It was ample space.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember the night we had to bring dates or whatever, and the guy was dating, it was football season, I think I was, anyway, I couldn't bring him. And I brought a friend of my brother's, Jim Simmons. Oh, he just, he was just wild, and he was out to just have a good time, and she just didn't know what to do.
Mm-hmm.
We had a lot of fun.
Yeah.
I was sure I was going to flunk.
Did you give your party in the rec room?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
That's why I remember the rec room.
It was an informal party, it was in the rec room, we invited our dates. My husband played football too. The fellows were a little uncomfortable. It was not your normal informal
beer party. Not like a fraternity party at all.
No.
Was she hovering? Was this?
Oh,
Mrs.
she's right there. You know, she mixes all the time with this. So you had all this very polite conversation.
Yeah.
It was not.
She was like Miss Prim. You know.
Yeah.
Always. Dressed the same always.
Mm-hmm.
Was this, did she set the rules for the house, or I suppose they came down from the head of the home ec department?
Well, I don't know. I imagine it was part, she lectured for the course, too.
Oh,
sure.
I see.
It was
a two-credit course, I think. Was it three or four?
I'm not sure.
I don't know.
Three or four.
Was it?
Mm-hmm.
But there was a format, and then, of course, everybody had hours, so there was no problem there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You know, we had to be
like
in the
room. You could have 12:30. She said she told us the first day, I know you're all seniors, and you can have 12:30s every night, but I wouldn't recommend it. Because with all your studies and all this added duty, you would not be able to handle that. So you knew right away that you weren't going to be going out.
And she didn't want to wait up for anybody to come in.
No,
right. That was probably another reason, but... You certainly didn't feel free. I know I missed my sorority formal and a few other things because your duties carried so far into the evening. And of course, if she knew anybody was trying to look at their watch, and she would extend the conversations, to linger a little. And then, of course, when you got up from the dinner table, then the people that were the dishwashers had to go out and wash dishes and scrub the floor and do all those things.
And we didn't have dishwashers.
No, I mean, it was close to 10 o'clock sometimes before you got done with your duties.
That was the other thing, the dishes.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, remember, wasn't that the tea towel over the top? Wasn't there something about the draining and the not handling a lot? And
you had to wear hair nets.
And a tea towel over the top of the dishes on the cupboard, I can remember.
Right.
Something about everything covered with the... something about the cupboard.
That's what I mean about it being not terribly practical as far as the way you would be living in your home. The night that I was the cook for dinner, and we had meatloaf and baked potatoes, and I dropped one of the potatoes, getting it out of the oven, and she was way in the other side of the house in the sunroom, but she heard that potato drop on the floor, and she was very concerned that she was going to get that potato on her plate, and she liked to eat the skins. Well, we were all watching to see whoever the person that was serving that night, the hostess, of which potato, we knew which one it was. And it did go out her plate. Then we could hardly contain ourselves. We assured her it wasn't that potato. But, the floor was so clean Possibly.
It's the one with the wax smudge on it.
Yeah. It was, dear.
You knew well in advance when you were going to go there, obviously. I mean,
it was the second semester seniors, is that it?
Or?
Well, I was there first semester.
First semester.
I think I was there in the fall.
I was there right before Christmas. So.
I think.
They didn't go right at the very beginning because you had to have some of the lecture course first.
Yeah.
But then they scheduled the number of people that were in there for the rest of the 16 days throughout, except for vacations.
Yeah.
Well, was there enough to make it go through the whole year? How many of us were in that course?
Well, I think they probably had the course set up.
Yeah.
Probably to figure
out. I just wondered if it ran the whole year. That I don't remember.
I don't know whether you... I think you either took it first or second semester, probably.
Speaking about flying today, though, there's so many boys taking home ed courses now.
Yeah, they
have to. Or whatever they call it, family. That would be difficult. That would be really...
Well, we had to have that to graduate, right?
That was a required course. The only ones that didn't have to live in the home management house were the child development majors. They didn't have to take chemistry either, or any of those.
Well, I didn't know that.
Mm-hmm. I would have taken that if I'd known that.
Yeah.
But you, as design majors... Or what
related
was it?
Related art.
You got no related arts experience in that house, as you say.
No, it was purely home management.
Yeah. I suppose they couldn't have everybody making new drapes each time they came in or something. yeah.
No, they were all majors were there. You know, you were mixed up while you were in there. Most of the rest of them, except for myself, when I was in there, were all home education majors.
As guys, we getting reports from the girls, we thought it was kind of a big joke, as I recall, in those years.
It's probably why it's no longer going. Maybe
but you do say you did get some practical education.
Well, sure, we had a good time there, but it was a lot of work.
Yeah.
Because you had to do all of these things in an exact manner. Mm-hmm. I mean, you couldn't cut corners like you would. If you're living in a normal home and you had a lot of pressures put on you one day, you might skip something a little bit that day and catch up the next day.
Mm-hmm.
That was not the case. It was done. I mean, whether you got to bed doing your studying at 2 a.m. or whatever, you know.
Well, go ahead.
Yeah, that's right.
We just never thought to rebel. I mean, it never occurred to us that we could ever say, this is dumb, it was required, you did it, you did exactly what she said, and that was how we were in everything.
Yeah, this is true.
Hi.
Hi.
Hi, Matt. How are you?
Good.
You home for the weekend?
Does anybody have fun? Now, that was funny about the potato. I mean, do any of you have any other particular anecdotes or anything that you would like to go on the record with?
Wish I could remember.
I do too.
I just remember laughing. I just laughed.
I think that some of the things seemed so ridiculous.
Yeah.
That when you had to do them in such a pattern, and they were a little unrealistic.
It was a little smirky.
Which would make you laugh. Yeah. I mean, you think you wouldn't be at home saying these staid kind of remarks. And she would always be encouraging the conversation at lunch, and things would be sort of a lull because we didn't really talk the same language. And then she'd say, "Oh, now I noticed that the smoke was coming out of the smokestacks, and it went this direction one day." And she'd think up things that was just busy talk to try and keep the conversation going.
Sure.
And that would set. You can imagine college kids with this conversation. You would be giggling all the time.
Well, we were told to leave the table until we could come back and act like grown-ups. And at that age, it's really dumb, but it was fun.
You're falling under the table.
Yeah.
All right, ladies. If that's,
I guess that's... I'm sorry, but I can't...
You're doing fine. No, this is fine. This, because they have nothing on the...
Go ahead, Jean.
The first morning when I was the breakfast cook, my alarm didn't go off. And we were having scrambled eggs and bacon and sweet rolls. And I had forgotten to take the sweet rolls out of the basement freezer and bring them upstairs. Before microwaves, you know. Mm-hmm. I did put them in the oven, but you were not to go in the back hall to go down, you know, that where her apartment was, and you had to go tippy-toeing past. I had to tippy-toe past there and down to the basement freezer to get these rolls, hoping that I wouldn't waken her before her breakfast. Well, I really had to scurry to get breakfast on the table by 7. I think this was probably about 6:45 at this point. Of course, you had to be up and dressed. You couldn't come roaring down there in your pajamas or anything.
Couldn't do that.
Oh, heavens, no. No, and
we don't appear in the kitchen.
We didn't have to wear uniforms, but I know that she sometimes made you put things over your sleeves.
Sleeves.
And like if you had a sweater or anything on, because there might have leaned on a desk, and you know there'd be germs. And, I mean, no one lived in such a sterile.
We came out
sterile state. As you would live in there.
Yeah.
That was the kinds of things that were funny. I mean, you know that. Those kind of things that she stressed was the kind of thing that made everybody giggle, because it was not the way you lived at home, in a relaxed manner.
I wonder if she stayed there till the place closed, or whether she...
I think she did.
Her room was around. Yes, remember that?
Was it? Oh, no.
Yes, the rest of the house was super
cool. Gosh,
you
have such retention.
But you went to her door and she'd only like, they got the stacks, eggs, everything. It was just a mess.
Oh, you're... Oh, how funny.
Her room was a mess. Oh, that's great.
Just clutter everywhere, all around it. And, you know, we just sort of looked back around and go there, have her screw something on there. I'm sure my eyes got this big, because everything else, there wasn't a magazine. You know, it's like you were saying, nothing could be moved on the tables. Everything was, like, planted here, there. There wasn't anything out of place.
That's very funny. Mm-hmm. All right.
The time that I was there were only 7, so we had to do extra duties. We had to do each thing one time longer or something. And there was one bedroom that previous occupants of the house had informed us that there was one bedroom that had a heat vent that went right down through her room. So when you were upstairs, you never got together in that room and had any of your conversations, because the next morning, she all of a sudden was very aware of all these little tidbits that everybody, of course, would get up in their rooms and would chatter about when she was not with them. I happened to occupy that room, so someone, as soon as I got there, said, "This is not the room, don't come in this room.
It's bugged."
And it went, it was directly over her apartment, or her room,
downstairs.
Yeah, it was in the back, it went up the stairway on the right. Back room, and that was the one I had.
It was before television, so it was probably her entertainment.
I don't know, sure. But we just drew straws, and that's how you got your roommates, and so I got the short straw. I got a room by myself. Anyway, that was one of the other funny things
that's
that we
funny.
Always thought
that's
about.
Good.
So we always gathered in one of the other bedrooms, so she wouldn't be able to hear what was, because other people had been in there ahead of time and said, we couldn't figure out how she knew this. You know, she'd come up and she'd come out with these little quips about things that they'd said, and they determined that this went down right directly, and this thing went past her room, and then she could pick up on it.